Larry Collins heads Wakaama, New Zealand. They've just announced the representatives from our shores who will be travelling up to Hamoa in August for the Worlds. And great to have you with us once again, Lara. Thanks for your time. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, Dale. How's it going on this lovely,
beautiful
sunny day?
Sunny. Yes, it's you know, it's shirts off time, isn't it? Mind you, that's not with the you know, ripped physiques of Wakaama paddlers.
Yeah, not Samoa, that's for sure.
That's for sure. Hey, I'm familiar that we had our long distance nationals not so long ago in Whitianga, but as a result of that, our teams are heading over to Samoa. Tell us about the World Distance Championship, just for those who are unfamiliar with it. What sort of distance, and how long have the distance championships been held, and maybe even when the last time they were held in Hamoa?
Actually, the distance championships are relatively new, and the first one was started in Tahiti in 2017. They take place every 2 years, so there's only been actually been two. There was the one in 2017 in Tahiti, and then 2019, the event was in Australia, in Mooloolaba, and then COVID happened, and this event in Samoa was supposed to take place in 2021, but it got postponed to 2023. So this is the third World Distance Championship, and the six-man teams will compete over a 24-kilometre distance, and the V1s over a 16-kilometre distance.
The representatives from our country, do they all come from the same club? Like the winning club sends the team up, or is it a rep squad picked out of those who participated in the regatta?
So we've sort of a bit of both. So we've got a little bit of a hybrid process happening for this event. And for the J19s and the Open and the para teams, we had a national selection process, so teams were selected from the best individuals throughout Aotearoa for those five teams. And for the all of the other age group teams, so for those of you not aware, our sport includes paddlers, young paddlers right up to Master 75. So we have J16, Master 40, Master 50, Master 60, Master 70, Master 75 competitors taking part in this event as well. So for all of the age group teams, those teams were selected from the first team across the line at the long distance nationals in Whitianga. So we've got both happening, a national selection for the J19s and the Open, and then first across the line club team becomes the New Zealand team from the long distance champs in Whitianga for all of the age group teams.
Is it another fundraising effort? I noticed that everyone had to really scramble to get dosh to get to London. I've spoken before, too, about the politics of this sport and how frustrating it is that Wakaama, when it's very well supported by Māori and Pacifica people, doesn't seem to attract the same level of funding as other supposedly elite sports like rowing. I mean, we've got 100 paddlers going up, 15 V6 teams, 15 V1 paddlers. It's a big contingent and obviously comes with significant cost. Is the burden of finding that putia on the paddlers, or can Wakaama New Zealand help? And does the government help?
Obviously sending teams away overseas, there is a cost, obviously not as much as getting to London last year, but still significant nonetheless. And we do get a little bit of support from the government by way of High Performance Sport New Zealand, and that's a new partnership that was kicked off last year through High Performance Sport New Zealand's pathway for what they call aspirational sports. So that has been really helpful and great to have a foot in the door with High Performance Sport New Zealand. But for the most part, these World Championships are self-funded for people that are taking part. And that's, you know, we're always looking for partners and sponsors and different people to different organisations to help support, and we're doing the same with this, whatever we can to help with the cost for people to get there, and not just to get there, but there's obviously cost involved in training camps and coming together and doing, making sure that our teams are as competitive as they can be in the lead up to the event. So yeah, it's always, we're always work in progress with making sure that we have enough funds to try and help support our paddlers wherever we can.
Tēnā koe. Do we go as well in long distance worlds as we do in the shorter format?
Yes, it's completely different. I guess it's a different aspect of the sport, you know, and so some of our paddlers that take part in distance really thrive on and concentrate on distance paddling rather than sprints and vice versa. So there are some different paddlers that are taking part. There are different countries that also prioritise distance events over sprint events. And in London last year, there were 18 countries that, oh no, sorry, 20 countries that took part in the World Sprint Championships in London. And at in Samoa this year, we have 28 countries that are registered to take part. So there'll be more countries taking part. It'll be very competitive. The Brazilians, the Australians, the everybody will be competitive. It'll be it's much different to sprints and different fitness and different training regime required. So it's hard to say because we haven't had the event since 2019. Who the best countries will be in Mooloolaba? I think New Zealand came third on the medal tally behind Tahiti and Australia. So yeah, it's going to be certainly going to be tough and exciting. But we have some great teams named, and it's really exciting for us to put our best foot forward.
Thank you, Lara. As always, appreciate you giving us an insight into the challenges ahead for our Wakaama community. A mauri ora kia koe, tēnā koe, Lara.
Tēnā koe, Dale.
Thank you.